NYC Mayor Eric Adams called out for risking security threat by housing migrants at JFK Airport. By John Binder on June 12, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has started housing hundreds of newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens at a warehouse on the grounds of John F. Kennedy, JFK International Airport. Now, Republican lawmakers are calling him out for risking national security. Since the spring of last year, New York City has been inundated with more than 74,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the sanctuary city, leaving officials scrambling with how and where to house the new arrivals. Late last week, with approval from the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and Port Authority, Adams opened a warehouse at JFK Airport to about 200 border crossers and illegal aliens. Adams is hoping to eventually house up to 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens at the warehouse. Those staying at the warehouse are allowed to leave the premises whenever they want. In response, Reps. Anthony Desposito, RNY, Andrew Garbarino, RNY, Mark Molinaro, RNY, Nick LaLoda, RNY, Nick Langworthy, RNY, Mike Lawler, RNY, Elise Stefanik, RNY, Claudia Tenney, RNY, and Brandon Williams, RNY, sent a letter to FAA officials demanding they reverse their approval of the migrant shelter at JFK Airport. The recent decision by the FAA and Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to house illegal migrants at JFK Airport poses both a security threat to one of America's largest transportation hubs and represents the palpable failure of the Biden administration's disastrous border policies, Desposito told the New York Post. The congressman also took to Instagram on Sunday, suggesting that he attempted to visit the migrant shelter at JFK Airport but was refused entry. Moving border crossers and illegal aliens into a warehouse on the grounds of JFK Airport is only the latest move by Adams to find housing for the new arrivals. Most of the tens of thousands in the city's shelter system are staying free of charge at luxury hotels at an enormous cost to local New Yorkers. To pay for the migrant hotels, Adams has suggested that city services such as meals for senior citizens, public library hours, and free childcare for toddlers would need to be cut. Overall, New Yorkers are paying $256 every day, on average, to provide free hotel rooms to each migrant family. This is vastly more than what the city pays, $136 to $188, to provide housing for homeless New Yorkers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.